Welcome to this month's Your Hometown Tour. Each month we spotlight a town and what makes it truly one of a kind. Today we're checking out Volo. Buckle up as we explore all the unique sights, stories, and surprises Volo has to offer. Brought to you by the Village of Volo and the Volo Museum.
Village of Volo trustee and a member of the Economic Development Committee, John Butita, joins us now. John, good morning. You know, we've all heard about, and many of us have made the trip out northwest to the Volo Auto Museum, but people don't know many other things about your town. Fill us in. What are some of the highlights? Why should we make the trip out there?
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for the opportunity to connect this morning. In addition to the great Volo Museum, recently in the last, year and a half or so, we were fortunate to be blessed with the presence of Volo Quality Meats. Phenomenal French market-type restaurant, butcher, deli, to die for. Steaks as thick as 3 inches, right? Just really tasty food there. And then once you've filled your stomach there, you can take a nice walk and explore the Volo Bog just north of Volo Quality Meats there. But ultimately, it's the open space and it's just the people in the community that just make it such a phenomenal location, just a great area, wonderful place to raise a family and start a business.
My spies tell me that you're an avid golfer. Where do you like to play?
Yeah, so right around the corner from us is Stonewall Orchard. A little bit out of my skill set there, but there's a lot of other great courses in the area. Fox Bay Country Club's another one that's been a stomping ground for many years.
And I know you've been part of the planning for the Lake Michigan Water Project that was completed a few years ago. Is that such an important big deal?
that's a monumental task, and the village has been blessed with a great administrative staff, our village administrator, Mike May, our director of operations, Jonathan Meyer, and the rest of the crew in the village, along with our mayor and the other trustees, thinking long-term, big picture. We needed a sustainable, healthy, clean water source, and what better source than Lake Michigan water? So that came online in late 2019. It's been a blessing for the community, for our residents, and it's something that I know a lot of the businesses, when they're exploring, are interested in that sort of clean, sustainable water source, too. So we're happy to be a part of the organization and is able to gain access to that water.
John, I know part of what you do there is make the climate and the atmosphere for business good. How have things been going post-pandemic in Volo?
Yeah, it's going well. It's really exciting. Here in a few weeks is the National Retail Convention put on by an organization, ICSC. That'll be in late May. So we've got a lot of meetings set up with various players in the retail business, hotel industry, entertainment industry. A lot of interested folks there in some of the properties. We're excited to continue to build out our Volo Town Center. It's a beautiful, about 85-acre piece of property, great proximity to Route 12, Route 120, great access to the highways there and easy access into the property that we're really excited to continue to build out and bring some services and amenities to our residents.
How did you and your family end up in Volo, John?
It's a great question, Bob. I grew up in Vernon Hills and met my wife, and she was in a nearby suburb as well in Mundelein. And we were exploring, like, hey, we want some new construction. We want somewhere that's still convenient to get to Chicago and take advantage of all the great opportunities that the city has to offer. But we were also first-time homeowners. And so as we started exploring, Volo was on the short list of places that was, at the time in 2007, still building new construction and was within our price range. And at that time, it worked for us. Consequently, we've since built our second home in Volo. That was in 2012, and we're proud to have roots in Volo and continue to invest in its future.
Sounds like you're staying put for a while. What's going on this summer? You got some big events planned?
Yeah, so personally, my wife and I are taking the two girls on a vacation this summer, so we're excited for that. And then just like I said, we're going to try and build on the momentum that we have coming out of the May convention and continue to bring in some different folks, look at the options that are out there for properties from businesses, or continue to bang that drum.
All right, and leave us with a favorite breakfast place. We always like to give a shout out to a nice independent ma and pa joint, John.
I'm taking the bait there, Bob. I'm going to go with Bobby's Barrel Inn, right around the corner from the Off-Broadway Museum there. Their omelets are phenomenal. I'm personally a big fan of the hash browns and their bacon as well.
Yeah, did you say Bobby's Barrel?
Yes, sir. Bobby's Barrel Inn.
All right. Well, just from the name, it sounds like a good place. John Butita. Volo, thank you. It's a pleasure to highlight your town today on WGN, John. And thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the time today.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/Your Hometown.